This is Earth and Sky. When someone loses a lot of blood, emergency responders might not have time to determine the patient's blood type.
Then the patient can't receive a blood transfusion until they get to a hospital. Researchers are testing blood substitutes called hemoglobin-based oxygen carriers. They contain hemoglobin molecules from recycled human or bovine blood, but they don't contain the proteins responsible for blood type, so they can be given to anyone.
Ernest Moore is Chief of Surgery and Trauma Services at the Denver Health Medical Center. He's studied blood substitutes for 10 years. He says patient consent is a major challenge.
It's almost an oxymoron, as you can imagine, that if patients are bleeding enough to need a blood product, they probably aren't conscious enough to have given valid consent. The frustration for us was that we enrolled literally about 1 out of 12 patients who should be candidates for the study but couldn't really legitimately get the consent. It took us a year and a half to do a study that we thought we'd get done in 2 months.
Moore is planning a new trial using a waiver of consent. He'll go to the community at large to get their permission to use blood substitutes as long as the patient would benefit. Moore hopes the substitutes will win eventual FDA approval. Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.